Welcome back to Between the Lines. David and Jonathan are ready to continue sharing wisdom and passion for the Bible's hidden meanings. Let's dive back in.
Okay, if you're just joining us with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, understanding the Bible, this amazing living manuscript. The more you read, the more it will give you. Chapter 40 of the book of Genesis. Came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against these two officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. So if you had done something wrong in Pharaoh's household, you didn't get fired, you got put in prison. Mm-hmm. You better bake the bread right, and you better make sure there are no flies in the wine. Well, and with all them flies left over in Egypt, you know, it's hard to keep the flies out. And he put them in word in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. That word bound gives you a misleading. He was not tied up in there. He was in the jail, but basically running it at this point.
Assigned to, it's almost like a I don't want to say, was it home, not house arrest.
Yeah, he was the head trustee.
He was over all the...
He was, the jailer figured out that he was a good and trustworthy prisoner, and he could leave the whole place in his hand and go fishing.
That's right.
and that was the wrath of a woman was trying to come up with a while ago. The wrath of a woman is something that men should fear. See where it got Joseph.
Yeah.
And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. So he... where's the jailer? Now, they're used to Joseph being the jailer now. Comes in and says, here's two more prisoners. Joseph? Don't even ask about Bob anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob comes by on Fridays and picks up his check. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And they continued a season inward. They were in the prison for a time. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night. Each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, which were bound in the prison. Now Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of the Lord's of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? What's going on, fellas? You guys were cheery when I went to bed last night. Now you look like somebody ate your candy. And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Question. Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossom shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. Thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast his butler. So, your dream, you're going to get your job back. You'll be right back in the palace doing exactly what you were doing before. And the reference to flies and bread comes from the book of Jubilees and Jasher. It tells you why the chief butler was put in there. He served Pharaoh a glass of wine with a fly in it. So that got him put in prison.
Yep.
Can you imagine? I mean, he's handing it to him. The fly goes in there. You don't even see it. Remove him. Take him out of here. And then the butler... I believe it was stale bread.
Right.
It, yeah, it was, it, It was old bread. He served him some bread that just shouldn't ought to have been served that late in the day. You know, should have baked a new loaf.
Right. And the thing about it was is that the wine bearer or the cup bearer there for him was probably like, you know, today was actually my day off. I was filling for Jack over there.
Hey, I guarantee you, after he got his job back, he's got his hand over that cup all the way to Pharaoh.
Piece of paper.
And Joseph said to him, and this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner which when thou wast his butler. And then Joseph says, okay, when you get your job back, remember me, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Tell Pharaoh about me. I'm a nice guy. I helped you out and interpreted for you. Please help get me out of here. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket on my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee. You notice it's the same wording.
Yes.
It says, in 3 days, Pharaoh shall lift up thine head and restore thee. Now, and he's following along. In 3 days, Pharaoh shall lift up thy head and chop it off.
Okay.
Ah, what?
Yeah, that guy's probably like, well, I'm going to go take a nap real quick. I'll come back with a better dream.
Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And it came to pass the 3rd day, which Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. And he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him. So he got his job back, didn't give Joseph a second thought. All in God's plan. Chapter 41, Book of Genesis. You've just joined us, David and Jonathan, on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible in Ways That You've Never Heard Before. It's all in here. You got to ponder word and meaning and sentences and phrases, and you got to read it over and over and over again, and God will give you the meanings of these passages. It came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by a river. Behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine. So 7 fat cows, and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. So we got, in his dream, we got 7 fat cows in a big green meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, so little skinny, skeletal, scrawny, 7 more scrawny cows, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the scrawny, ill-favored, and lean-fleshed cows, kine, did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat cows, kine. So Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. That's interesting in itself, because corn very seldom produces more than 3 ears, sometimes 4. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. So we got 7 ears that are very healthy on one stalk, and then comes up another stalk of really, really weathered and poor ears on a stalk of corn. And the seven thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was again a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. Interesting enough that he told him his dream. As we get into the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar has a similar experience. He has a dream, and he calls the magicians and the soothsayers and everyone in there. And they say, tell us your dream and we'll interpret it. And he says, no, you tell me what I dreamed, and then I'll believe that your interpretation is correct.
And if you don't tell me what I dreamed, then you're going in the oven.
That's it. But Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, Wait a minute. I remember this kid. You remember when you threw me in jail, boss? Because of that fly? There was this kid in there, and I had a dream, and man, he interpreted it, and it came true. And you remember the baker? You chopped his head off? Yeah, the kid interpreted his dream too, and it came to pass. I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants. It put me inward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, and we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew servant. Remember one of them Hebrews, you don't see him that often. To the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. Hebrews do not shave, but Egyptians did. So, to present yourself before Pharaoh, he had to do some...
All right, politics.
Some polishing. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of a river. Behold, there came up out of the river seven kine cows, all fat and happy, and feeding in a beautiful green meadow. And behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very, you know, sickly, and such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt. For badness, there was terrible cows. I mean, the animal control people would be all over me if I had cows in my fields like this. And the lean and the ill-favored cows did eat up the first seven fat cows. When they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them. They still looked all famine after they'd eaten them. But they were still ill-favored, as it at the beginning. So I woke. And I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears of corn came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears withered, thin and blasted with the east wind, sprang up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh that he is about to, what he is about to do. The seven good cows, kine, are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. Same dream, Pharaoh. You just had it in two different versions over 2 days. And the seven thin and ill-favored kine, cows, that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. The crops are going to grow well. Everything's going to be wonderful. The economy's going to be thriving. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty, all of the excess, shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. There's going to be millions dead. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. You just see what Joseph just done there? He just gave Pharaoh advice. Mm-hmm. You don't give a Pharaoh advice.
No.
But this one, you could, because this one was a child.
Right.
We don't know exactly how young, but very young, because later on, chapter 2 over, when he is reunited with his kindred and his father, he says, I have become a father to Pharaoh. So Joseph is not that old himself, probably 25,
right.
26. And we're looking, Pharaoh maybe 10, 12 years old, if not even younger. But he just flat out here says, this is what you need to do, Pharaoh.
Yeah. Which, and I'm right there with you on that, because the Pharaoh, literally, whenever you get in a transliteration of what it means basically the son of God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if this had been an adult Pharaoh, he would not have dared to give him advice.
Yeah.
But God has put these two together for a reason, and he later, like I say, becomes a father to Pharaoh. So he just flat out says, this is what you need to do, son. You need to do this. You need to search out the smartest and wisest man in Egypt and put him over all of the government so that he can prepare during these 7 good years for the 7 bad years that are coming. Let them gather all the food that of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh. Let them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Now, let me give you a little bit of insight here. During this little bit of a read we're getting ready to go into right now, it doesn't say so, but you can glean that Pharaoh and the land of Egypt was a poor nation at this time, and Pharaoh was not a rich king. But after he places Joseph in charge, at the end of these 14 years, Pharaoh is the most wealthy, and the nation is the most, it's, yeah, Pharaoh ends up owning the entire nation, all the land in the nation, and everything.
Right.
Before that, Pharaoh had his little palace, and he had his few herds, and the rest of the nation was privately owned farms. But that's going to change, and that's the kinds of things that you can find and search out. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forinasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.
So he basically just handed him Egypt.
Second in command. Yeah. And first in command out of the throne room. Pharaoh doesn't have to be there. Joseph can make any decision he wants. Only in my throne room am I greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand. There we go, a signet ring, a sign of royalty, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Unless you say so, they will not do it.
Yep.
And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-paneah. And why he thought it was better than Joseph, I have no idea.
Yeah,
yeah. I can see Joseph leaving the throne room that day. Zaphnath-paneah.
I'm happy about the job and all, but...
All these documents are going to be signing. I got to write that now.
Now I got to change my driver's license.
And he gave him a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar. Potiphera, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old, so he was a little older than what we said, when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth in by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, and food of the field which round about every city laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left none, could not number the amount of corn bushels that he had, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphera, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteous that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth and drought began to come, according to as Joseph had said. And the dearth was in all the land, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, you do it. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the lands. And that's all the time we got today with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. And we're glad you were with us here on WBFF 97.7. And good day.
That's all for this week's episode of Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the scriptures with David and Jonathan. Join us next time for more enlightening discussions and exploration of the Bible's deeper meanings here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.